Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Happy New Year's, IDSers. It's IDS episode 365, the New Year's Spectacular for 2013 going into 2014. We're going to talk a lot of, we're going to talk some football here later on, and we're going to talk some thanks that I have to say for this year that been a lot of people have really helped me out. I want to give them special thanks. And we're going to go into our fundraising drive. So we got a lot to get into this episode, so we'll get into those messages. Those thoughts just after a little paying the bills. So we'll be right back.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the hosting donations accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
All right, so when we come to the end of a year, it's always good to pause and think about people that have helped you out across the year. Give thanks to them, at least in my opinion, to say, hey, thanks for helping me out this year. So here is kind of the list. And if I forget somebody, I greatly apologize. So there's my general blanket. Hey, thanks very much, everybody. So thanks very much, everybody, all you IDSers out there who downloaded and responded and told your friends about the Dumb Show, the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I thank you. I'd also like to give thanks to Actors Theater Louisville, and of course, kudos for the wonderful job they do at Humana Festival, and Kirsty and Corey for putting up with this little weird thing called the Inexplicable Dumb Show. So I want to thank those guys. Closer to home, I want to thank Brad Oxnam, and I want to thank Laura Crockrell, and I want to thank Evelyn O'Neill Brush for helping out and being part of the Inexplicable Dumb Show's Theater in the Air. All our, we launched the first inaugural Inexplicable Dumb Show Summer Rep, and we have done an October special, a Halloween special, and we've done a Thanksgiving special, and we've done a Christmas special, and look forward to our Valentine's Day special of Theater in the Air, which is kind of the old phrase that they used to coin for radio plays. They would refer to them as Theater in the Air, I guess, across the airwaves. So theater across the internet waves, I guess. So I'd like to thank those guys for coming in and helping out, and look for a lot more about those guys, because I'm going to try to get Laura and Brad in, because they're working on a production for Nashville Shakespeare Festival. They're working on their Othello, with their winter production, which should be opening in a couple of days. And Evelyn has a part. I can't remember her character's name. Sorry. But she has a part in Blackbird Theater's production of Man and Superman by Mr. George Bernard Shaw. And how often you can say a play is done by George Bernard Shaw and not be Pygmalion. So kudos to her for getting to work with Comedy of Ideas, I guess. So hopefully I can get Evelyn and Brad and Laura in, not only to help me with the Valentine's Day special, but also to talk about their various productions coming up. I'm pretty excited. I want to thank the folks down at Tennessee Rep and the interns at Tennessee Rep, because they have asked me to come in and help them on their theater, their intern, I guess, capstone production. It happens in late spring. They've asked me to direct the show. I'm very excited about that. It is The Unseen by Craig Wright. So it's a pretty intense little piece. I'm very, very, very excited to be involved in that process. Later on, midsummer, as we stand now, I've got also booked the part of the Doctor in Blackbird Theater's production of a original adaptation done by Wes Driver of Blackbird Theater of John Updike's novel Roger's Version. So that's pretty exciting, getting to work on some new work as well. And of course, we're going back through to Actors Theater of Louisville in the spring as well. So spring's going to be pretty busy again for us here at the Inexplicable Dumb Show. And again, I'd like to thank Kirstine Corey at Actors Theater. I'd like to thank Brad Oxnam, Laura Crockrell, Evelyn O'Neill Brush, and everybody else that's come along and helped me out. And of course, I'd like to thank all our guests along the way to be part of the Dumb Show is fun, and I'm glad to chat with all these folks. So anyway, thank you all. If you had any part in the Inexplicable Dumb Show, I also think it's very awesome. Again, at the end of the year, to say, hey, thanks. Thank you so much. So next up, we'll have some football. All right. So every year we do the Inexplicable Dumb Show football college football bowl schedule picks. And so I have my trusty paper here done with all my high-end journalistic integrity research here. So here we go. As I unfold this, we're going to start as this episode goes live. It'll go live on December 30th. So we're going to start there. December 30th, we start with the Armed Forces Bowl in Fort Worth, Texas at 10:45 a.m. Airing on ESPN. It is the alma mater, MTSU, versus Naval Academy. And just because one has to do it, I'm going to go Blue Raiders. I'm going to pick the Blue Raiders victory, the upset over Navy in the Armed Forces Bowl. Following that is the Music City Bowl in Nashville at 2:15 p.m., also airing on ESPN. And that features Ole Miss versus Georgia Tech. And since I live in the Nashville area, it's been very interesting. Today we went to an adult and kid family-friendly arcade bowling alley / restaurant / bar / entertainment venue. Rave and Dusters. And it sort of rhymes with Rave and Dusters. So we were there, and members of the Georgia Tech team were bowling and milling about, playing video games, that sort of thing. And as a Georgia fan, of course, immediately, I got my hackles up to kind of rag on the rambling wreck. But I have to say, in their defense, I talked to several of the players, and well-spoken and well-mannered kids. So kudos to them, and good luck. And but I think Ole Miss is going to take it. So I'm gonna pick the Rebs there, Ole Miss Rebels. All right, and we got the Alamo Bowl in San Antonio at 5:45 p.m. featuring Oregon versus Texas. Oregon is 10-2. Texas is 8-4. Texas is losing their coach, so they have something to play for. But Oregon, Texas has been in disarray. I think this year I'm going to go with Oregon winning the Alamo Bowl. We're going to have the Holiday Bowl in San Diego at 9:15 p.m. on December 30th. Also on ESPN is Arizona State versus Texas Tech. And I'm going to pick the Sun Devils. New Year's Eve, we've got the Advocare Bowl in Shreveport at 11:30 a.m. It's Boston College versus Arizona. I'm going to pick the Wildcats on that one. Go Arizona. December 31st, the Sun Bowl in El Paso at 1 p.m. News Channel 5 is going to be here locally. I think that's the CBS affiliate. UCLA versus Virginia Tech. I'm going to pick the Bruins on that one. On December 31st, we have the Liberty Bowl, which is happening in Memphis at 3 p.m. Mississippi State versus Rice. Go Maroons. I'm going to pick the Mississippi State Bulldogs as victors in that. December 31st, Chick-fil-A Bowl in Atlanta at 7 p.m. It features Duke, which has kind of surprised everybody this year, against Texas A&M. And I think I am going to pick
Johnny Football in his last game, so gig'em Aggies, as they say, over Duke. January 1st, Gator Bowl in Jacksonville, 11 a.m. Georgia versus Nebraska. Now, as I said earlier, I am a UGA fan, so it's been kind of a disappointing season. I don't think the defense is very good, but it's hard to pick against the team. So, Bulldog born and bred. So here we go. Ugga wins in an ugly one against Nebraska. Sorry, Cornhuskers. So Georgia wins. Georgia wins. In the Gator Bowl. Dallas Bowl in Dallas, oddly enough, has UNLV versus North Texas. Wow. North Texas. Capital One Bowl, Orlando, on ABC, noon time. It features Wisconsin versus South Carolina. Gamecocks. Outback Bowl in Tampa, noon, ESPN. LSU versus Iowa. That should be a pretty good matchup, but you can't go against the SEC until they prove that you can't. So, SEC, here we go. LSU. I'm going to pick LSU, victors of the Outback Bowl. Rose Bowl in Pasadena, the granddaddy of them all. How often are we going to hear Brent Musburger say that this year? The granddaddy of them all. Stanford versus Michigan State. That should be a pretty good game. Since Michigan State kind of ruined Ohio State's year. I don't know. Stanford's pretty tough, though. It's out west. Oh, man. I think I'm going to go with the farm. I'm going to go Stanford on that one. Let's see. The Fiesta Bowl in Glendale features Baylor versus Central Florida. Baylor, January 2nd, we've got the Sugar Bowl, New Orleans, of course, Alabama versus Oklahoma. On paper, that should be a pretty good matchup, but again, you can't go against the SEC until some other conference stands up and says, and knocks them in the mouth. So, we're going to go with Alabama. Roll Tide, as they say. January 3rd, Orange Bowl in Miami versus Clemson versus Ohio State. And, this is going to be much to the chagrin of my stage manager for that particular project at Tennessee Rep, but she's a Buckeyes fan, so I'm going to have to pick Clemson on that. So, go Tigers. Let's see, Cotton Bowl in Arlington. It features Missouri versus Oklahoma State. Missouri looked pretty tough, and it's an SEC school now, oddly enough. So I'm going to pick Missouri, the Mizzou. Going to win the Cotton Bowl. The Compass Bowl in Birmingham features Vanderbilt versus Houston. Go Doors, anchor down. There you go. Vanderbilt wins the Compass Bowl. And January 5th, okay, the Compass Bowl was on January 4th. The January 5th, the GoDaddy.com Bowl in Mobile, Alabama features the powerhouse Arkansas State versus Ball State in the game of who cares, except probably fans of Arkansas State and Ball State. 7-5 Arkansas State, Ball State's 10-2. Man, I don't know. I really don't know. So flip a coin. Arkansas State. Let's go there. And the BCS on January 6th, the BCS championship game in Pasadena features Florida State versus Auburn. Wow, that one actually is pretty tough to make a call on. Florida State's got a darn good team, and Auburn is a pretty good team, but they've kind of had the luck and their little fluke play to beat Georgia and their little fluke play to beat Alabama to get them to where they are. But they absolutely destroyed Missouri in the SEC championship game. So, Florida State says they're an ACC school with SEC talent. I don't know until you can prove that you can knock off an SEC team. Any other conference, any other takers in the national championship game, it's hard to go against the SEC. So, War Damn Eagle, And I think Auburn's going to win the national title, as much as it pains me to say that. War Eagle. Damn Eagle. All right, so that's the football picks. Again, it's just kind of a fun thing to do. And again, I wouldn't put any money on anything I've said. So best of luck to you, and may your team win. And may you have a good time doing bowl season. It's a great time of year. All right, gang. So, again, the time of year with charitable giving and all that stuff, I wish we could say, I mean, if you donate enough money to make it tax deductible for you, I would greatly appreciate the donations. But if you absolutely like the Inexplicable Dumb Show, nay, love it as much as I do, please do consider giving a donation to help the web hosting fees, help cover the web hosting fees. It's easy to do. There's a button on the Inexplicable Dumb Show website at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. You can click there and donate $10 minimum, I think. Donate $10. It goes directly to my web hosting company, DreamHost. The money goes directly to them, and it's credited to my account, so there's no need to worry about me going out and buying my New Year's Eve drink with your donations. So it's easy peasy. You'll get an email confirmation and stuff that I guess if you can claim it on your taxes, I'm not for sure on that. So don't quote me. But I would greatly appreciate your support. Again, the money goes directly to covering the web hosting, keeping the website alive. So we can free that up so the monies can be used for travel and other things like that. So I would greatly appreciate your support. Again, you can go to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com, look for the web hosting donations accepted button, hit that and make a donation, and keep the dumb show rolling along. So again, thank you for your donations. You guys are awesome. So let's keep up the good work.
Hi, this is Mark Cabus. I'm the director of education at Atlanta's Theatrical Outfit. We were Creative Loafing's best theater company of 2012. And I'd like to encourage you to go to the Inexplicable Dumb Show's website and click on the web donations acceptance button and make a donation and help John and the Dumb Show out and keep them going on the airwaves for a long time. Thank you.
Hey, this is Christopher Diaz. Please support the IGF by clicking on the web hosting donations accepted. I think I got that right. Web hosting donations accepted button. So I can be on the show 6 or 7 or 8 more times.
Hey there, this is world famous playwright Kenley Smith, or I hope so. And if you'd like to hear more about new works, go ahead and click on the web donations accepted here button for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, and they can continue doing this great work of promoting new plays.
Hey, this is Chris Bozen, co-founder of Playhouse Nashville. And with everything that the Inexplicable Dumb Show does for theater in our community, it's time we do something back for them. You see that button over there, web hosting donations accepted? Go ahead, click on that, make a donation of any amount. They'll greatly appreciate it, and it'll keep the podcast on the air. Come on, what are you waiting for?
Well, that's it, gang. That's the end of the Holiday Spectacular 2013 going into 2014. Please be safe out there, all the IDSers out celebrating. 2013 has been for me a roller coaster year. Some very high highs and some very low lows. It's been a very strange sort of year in the all telling of things. I'm looking forward to 2014. New exciting stuff starting off the year. And let's hope that the year goes much, much better and is much more of a gradual uptick as opposed to this up and down stuff that I've been dealing with this past year as far as personal issues and just life in general. It's kind of been crazy in 2013. Lots of joy again and some sadness to a lot of people that I love dearly. So, so hopefully here's to a brighter future, a positive start to 2014. And thank you guys so much. Until next year. Hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality WAV files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at Magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.